Thanks for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes. My name is Jaime Cartachea, and I just have a question. I received one of the those letters from you guys.
Okay.
With a reservation code, and I would like to know how you guys work with this and how you qualify the people, you know, the applicant.
Sure, sure. Could you repeat the reservation code back to me? I can pull up the information on your business, and then I can, you know, answer any questions you may have.
Okay. The number is 2511.
Okay.
0401.
Got it.
0014.
14. Okay.
2313.
2313. 1 moment, please. And is this for Naris Trucking?
Yes.
Okay, and then who am I speaking with?
My name is Jaime Cartachea.
How are you doing today, Jaime?
I'm pretty good, a little confused, but I'm okay.
Okay, and just real quickly, Jaime, we got a new phone system about a week and a half ago. We've experienced a couple dropped calls here and there. Is there a good number that I could potentially reach back out to you if the call were to drop?
Yeah, this is the number that you told me about.
Okay, I can't see what it is, unfortunately.
Oh, 615.
Okay.
971-1172.
1172. Okay, so what you did receive was an offer for funding. And you know how they come about is we look at businesses, and we look at their Dun & Bradstreet credit profiles. These are public knowledge, and their UC filings. And we see if these businesses have had a solid borrowing history, have good cash flow, things of that nature. And then we actually run that information through our algorithms to figure out what would potentially be a good fit for what we do and for what other businesses do. And then from there, we create our flyers or our mailers and send those out to potential customers that we think could be benefit from our products, basically. So that's how you received our flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any current needs coming up or anything in this fourth quarter that you're looking to, you know, wrap up or?
No, nothing like that. Actually, you know, this is a small business. It's my own business, trucking.
Okay.
I have two trucks, and I just started with the business like a year ago.
Sure. I'm sorry. Please go ahead.
Yeah. And I just try to see, you know, how this works to expand or grow up my business.
We're reaching out to you?
You know.
Yeah, so we, and you know,
basically that's it. And
yeah, well, Jaime, we just have a couple programs. We do have equipment financing, so if you're looking to bring on any, you know, trucks or anything like that, that's probably one reason why we reached out to you. It looks like that you had done some work in the past with OTR Capital. Did you do anything with them last year?
Yes.
So that's probably one of the reasons why we reached out to you, because it looks like you do have a solid borrowing history there.
Yes.
And so that's, you know, things of that nature, is that's how, you know, you will receive things like that, because it looks like you have a solid history. So we thought that our products might be beneficial to you again this year.
Okay, yeah.
And so we have a couple programs. Our main program is, and we specialize in, is equipment financing. This is how the bank came about 16 years ago, and our rates started around 4%. We don't require any down payment. It's typically just a first month's payment, and rates again start at 4%. It's 2 to 5 years in length, and it's like your typical car loan. So, you know, that's one product we have. And then we have a working capital program. And these are loans that are based off the sales from the year previous for your business. And the idea behind these is to help businesses get their return on investment, or if they're having a slow time, these are shorter term loans. So, you know, they borrow that money for a short period of time. So they're getting slow paid, and, you know, they pay it back once they get paid from their vendor. So they can be bridge loans. They could be a couple of different ways you can use it, for inventory, to bring on additional personnel to grow your business. So there's a lot of options there with that as well.
Okay. You know, basically what I was looking for just to consolidate some of the bills that I'm paying right now.
Sure.
And, I was thinking that, you know, just look like how it is if I make just one loan to pay everything and make only one payment, you know.
Yeah. Okay. And was there a specific dollar amount that you were looking for?
Yeah. Basically, you know, it's, I want to pay off. I got two trucks. I want to pay off the trucks and a couple bills like my visa and you know, pay the license plates and insurance as well.
Sure, sure.
So basically, just... that's it. I mean, everything's combined. It's around, I can say, around $90,000.
Okay. Okay. So Jaime, so have you ever had a working capital loan before, or heard of them? Okay. So that's one of the programs we have that might be able to help you out. And what this is we loan business owners money based off of the sales from the year previous with their business. Do you know what you did in sales last year?
Well, basically, you know, I figured out, you know, for each truck makes, you know, after diesel and you know, the percentage for the company, OTR and all that stuff, I can say like a $2,000.
$2,000 a month per truck?
Around $2,000 a week for each truck.
Okay, wow. So you're looking about $250,000 a year?
Yeah, and that's I mean, that's not including my expenses, you know, that I had to discount on, but that's pretty much my gross, I can say, for a month.
Your gross for 4 months would be $250,000?
No, that's $8,000 a month.
Okay.
A week, so that's $8,000 a week a month. So that's
times like 12. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So basically, I don't know, that's like a 96 and like 100 and something a year.
Yeah. So let's see. Yeah. So basically, right around $100,000 a year. You know, that would allow us to lend you upwards of $10,000 to $15,000 initially to start out with. And I'm not sure if that would be helpful. Would that be helpful in paying off license plates and registration fees and stuff like that for those vehicles?
Yeah.
But it wouldn't. The thing is, I wouldn't want you to have three payments going on, you know? Because how much would it cost? How much would it cost to pay off both those trucks?
One of the trucks is $47,000 and the other one is $17,000 to pay off.
Okay. Yeah, shoot. And then how long is the term that you're paying on these? Have you just started to pay them off, or have you paid on them for a couple of years?
I think to pay off, if I continued like that, paying monthly,
mm-hmm.
For the 47, it's like around 2.5 years.
2.5 more years.
And the other one is probably like around 2 years.
2 years. Okay.
So we're looking at for... over 2 years to pay off these trucks.
Okay. So just based off of the information off the sales, it sounds like that we could only make available maybe $20,000 to $25,000 for you initially. I'm not sure if that would help you out. You know, if it would, it's a very simple process to just get you qualified. We have a one-page application. We would want to look at bank statements to verify the cash flow for the business and the first two pages of the most recent tax return, and that would verify ownership as well as your sales from the previous. And then, you know, I get that over to underwriting. They run it through their algorithms, and we can have feedback for you in roughly 24 hours. Just for peace of mind to see what we could make available for you, and there's no obligation to you. It would just let you know that there is some money out there for you if you needed it.
Mm-hmm. $25,000 helped me.
Okay, yeah, that's my concern too. I wouldn't want to.
On $25,000, how much is the monthly payment, or how much is the how you guys collect the money?
So it's a. Yeah, there's three options. There is a weekly, daily and monthly options there. Underwriting would have to, you know, run your numbers through the process. We look at credit, and we look at a couple other factors before I could really give you concrete answers. I don't want to say that it would be a weekly payment for this amount and not having looked at any financials, if that makes sense.
Right.
I just want to be as upfront and straightforward with you as possible and give you the most correct information as well. The only way we could really do that would be to look at your financials.
If you like, I could
shoot you an email with the stuff that we would need to look at, and then you could send it over when you have a free moment.
Can you send me that information to me?
Yeah, what's the best email address for you?
That's going to be on the jaimecartachea@att.net.
Could you spell the last name, please?
C-A-R-A-T, as in Tom.
Okay.
A-C-H-E-A.
Okay. And then Jaime is just J-A-I-M-E, correct?
J-A-I-M-E.
Got it. And you said that was at Gmail?
At att.
att.net. Okay. Jaime, I'm going to put together an email for you, and it's going to describe how our equipment financing program works. Are you looking for equipment, or are you looking for capital?
I'm looking for capital.
Okay. So I'm going to put together an email that'll describe the working capital program and then also the requirements that we'd need. I'll attach our one-page application and then all the other documentation that we would require. I'm also going to put my direct dial on there. So if you have any questions gathering the information, you can always give me a call directly, and I'll be more than happy to help you out.
Okay, Doc. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and then no problem. So I'm going to shoot this out to you in about 10 minutes. Do you want me to give you a couple days, maybe follow up with you on Tuesday to give you the weekend and Monday to gather the information?
Yeah.
To see if
I can look it up in the week.
Okay. Yeah, and would this be the best time to give you a call on Tuesday?
Yes, that's my number.
Okay, so I'll give you a call right around 1:30 on Tuesday to check in with you, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
Alrighty. Hey,
I
appreciate your time today. It was a pleasure to meet and speak with you, and we'll see what we can make available for you, okay?
Sure.
Thanks, Jaime. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.